Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Allison, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Allison. How are you?
Good. Here's my question. My sister, who's 24, still lives with my dad and her mom, my stepmother. And the three of them have been killing each other ever since she graduated college. And my dad really just doesn't know what to do. They kicked her out. She lived with a boyfriend. My stepmother pretty much didn't talk to her. Then she moved back, and they're all just killing each other.
Why did they let her move back?
She wrote them a letter saying that, look, I thought I could do this on my own, but I can't. I need your help. She had problems with bills and, you know, credit cards.
Well, but I mean, I think, Allison, look, the deal is that your father should have said it doesn't work for you. The only reason she's there is because of money. And if it wasn't viable the first time, it ain't going to be viable the second time. And what father should have said is, look, we'll give you first and last month's rent someplace. We'll subsidize your rent. Go find yourself an inexpensive place to live. Come over for brunch.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said to my dad.
Yeah.
And my stepmother just won't do it for some reason.
Well, but Allison, what's the question to me, Cookie?
Well, my dad wants to know, since, you know, my stepmother and my dad don't agree on anything, how do they get her out? If the stepmother won't pay first and last,
well, but
what
your
other
stepmother,
way can they get her out?
Well, but why is the stepmother in charge of family finances?
She's in charge of everything in that house.
Well, your father may have to grow a backbone. And I don't know how you're going to say that to him. I mean, does your father have a job?
Yes, he owns his own business.
Okay. Does your stepmother work?
Yes.
Okay, great. They should have divide and conquer school of budget. They should, let's say that they both make the same amount of money. Okay, let's assume that temporarily. So okay. The idea is that they divide the mortgage and the expenses and vacations and savings into equal parts. But both of them presumably have some money left at the end of the month. Your stepmother can go buy herself a Porsche, and your father can buy his daughter the first and last month's rent in an apartment someplace. This is one of those things that there's no right answer, that its stepmother says, no, we're not willing to subsidize someplace else. It's not happy for her to be there. So what's the answer? I mean, if stepmother's not careful, she's going to blow out the marriage.
Oh, well, yeah, they've discussed divorce 1,000 times over the years. And, you know, my little sister, she's you know, just very depressed, and she can't...
Well, but she should... How many... did your little sister have a job?
She is a substitute teacher. She has a degree, but she couldn't find a full-time job.
Well, maybe she needs to be, you know, flipping burgers at Mickey D's. I mean, I think...
We told her that. So how do you force someone...
Allison, my dear, as much as I adore you, and as much as I'm sure your entire family... You've got to be the big sister in the family.
I'm right? The middle.
Well, honey, this ain't your problem. That you're right about all your advice, and you see that not only is no one paying any attention to it, but they get mad at you about it. You're right. But so what? That you can say to your father, I don't want to hear about it because you know what you should do. You can say to your sister, listen, you know, if you want some help finding a job, I'll help you look for a job. But you don't have to listen to everybody complain because they're not going to pay any attention to what you tell them. Right?
Well, I just let the three of them write it out.
Yeah. Because they're not, I mean, they know what to do. They just don't want to do it. And everybody would rather complain than do anything about it. Your father doesn't want to toss your sister out because it's his kid. Your stepmother doesn't want to part with the money, so she'll just complain about your sister being there. Your sister doesn't like your stepmother much, but she's not willing to go get herself her own place to live because she's complaining about not having enough money, and she doesn't have enough money because she only has one job, and she could presumably find other work. She can clean people's houses or
right.
House sitters. There are all sorts of things she can do. She's
right.
Nobody's willing to do anything. Everybody just wants to complain. You don't want to listen to it. It'll make your stomach hurt all the time.
Yes.
All right? So tell everybody you love them, that you know what, you know, that you telling them what to do doesn't do any good, that all they do is get mad at you. And so, you know, you'll listen to them talk about Harrison Ford movies.
Okay, great.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Alana, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I just had a funny situation yesterday. My daughter had been dating a young man, and they broke up, and they started dating again. She's not a child. She's 38 years old. But he came and asked me for a hand in marriage. I'm a widow.
Yeah.
So that's, but my daughter didn't come with him. They flew to Vegas this morning.
Yeah.
They're only supposedly getting engaged.
I don't know.
I'm pretty hurt over it. Because,
oh, no.
And I'm hurt because why didn't my daughter call me and say, hey, Mom, or come with him?
No, Alana, you're misinterpreting. First of all, he's the old-fashioned boy. He's going to the parent of his beloved, and the girl never went with him.
Oh.
You're confusing conventions. No. She's not allowed to come. She has to stay out of it, because what if you said no or whatever? No, if you're going to do that, then he did it exactly the right way.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I was like, but she's never called me.
Well, no, because she can't do that. She would be cutting her boyfriend off at the knees. He's going to get his nerve all up and go ask for her hand in marriage. No, there was no reason to be hurt at all. I mean, and that's what the convention is. It's certainly an archaic convention, but that's what the convention is.
Well, see, my problem has been that she makes 5 times more money than he does. She's very successful.
Alana, mind your own business. That's the other reason she's not coming.
I never said one thing wrong about this young boy.
Yeah, but she's not stupid. She knows. First of all, if somebody's going to ask for someone's hand in marriage, again, the archaic is that the woman wasn't even consulted, that the parents got together and arranged the marriage, and then it sort of morphed into the boy's family going and ask, and then the boy went and asked for it. But the woman was never involved, never consulted. So she not only should not have been there at all, but, I mean, my guess, I thought you were going to be upset because they went to Vegas and got married.
No.
Which is probably what they did. And you have to promise me, if that's what they did, that you don't get bent out of shape.
Well.
That you just come and say, gee, that's wonderful. Can I have a party for you?
Well, that's what I was thinking of. But I was like, my only child, and she hasn't said a word to me.
But,
what is wrong with me? You know?
Well, but first of all, she knows that you don't really approve of him, which is not very smart on your part. If he makes her happy, that's all you can ask.
I told him that. I said, long as my daughter's happy, that's all that counts.
Alana, when in doubt, don't be hurt. Just be happy, all right? My guess is they went to Las Vegas and got married.
Don't you say that.
I know, but I'm just preparing you. If they come home and say, Mom, guess what? You know, we got married. I want you to say, oh, I'm so excited for you. Can I have a party? All right? Not how come you didn't invite me. All right?
Oh, yeah.
This is about them, not about you.
I know.
These first couple of months is what's going to cement your relationship with your son-in-law, not to mention your daughter. So be nice. No,
okay.
No hurt. All right?
Thank you so much.
Oh, I feel like we just averted the Grand Canyon of disasters, yes? Yeah, I mean, look, the point being that whole notion of asking for somebody's hand in marriage was always the guy asking for it. And again, it's an ancient tradition. But the woman was never involved. Women were always chattel. And so it's kind of an old-fashioned tradition. And obviously, you know, you and your daughter can maybe do some amending at some point. But she knows that you don't approve of him. She knows. I mean, LaFielda Ray, you'd know how much money she made or he made if she told you. So she knows that you know all this. And she knows that you're kind of an old-fashioned gal, and you just assume that the husband made more money, and maybe her dad made more money, you know, was the breadwinner. Doesn't have anything to do with anything. That we live in a society, by and large, excuse me, where people pick their own mates. And so your response is, you don't have to be a hypocrite. You don't have to say, oh, goody, when you're thinking, oh, Gordon Bennett. But what you can do is just say, look, if he makes you happy, you know, I've raised you to be a smart woman who knows what she's doing, that this is your choice, not mine. And if he makes you happy, then that's all I can possibly ask. And understanding anything else of saying but, and of course but means pay no attention to anything I said before but, bad idea. Because people remember the buts, all right? So when in doubt, if someone said, make sure that your words are sweet and tender because you may have to eat them. And you don't want things like that lingering around. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help, and we've got about 35, 40 minutes left. So if there's something on your mind that you want to chat with me about, even if it's a swear, you guys have been wonderfully creative. All right, so we have a couple more swear. We've got, one response on Facebook and one email.
Yes.
So, all right, let's nail those down.
The Facebook response is from Mary, and she says, we say, God bless America, when something is going very wrong. Or I sing that song in my head when I'm having a bad day, or especially when in a long line that isn't moving when I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, fair enough. It sort of reminds you of your patriotism. There you go.
And then the email came from Jim, and Jim says, cheese and crackers got all muddy. And
yeah, you heard. I remember cheese and crackers, too.
And then he also says, I once told my friend, your grandma wears marine boots. Quick as a flash.
I was close. Yeah, close.
Quick as a flash, he said, you knew Granny? So there you go.
Good for him. Yeah, mine was your mama wears combat boots and grows rutabaga under the front porch. And imagine my chagrin to find out I really liked rutabaga. Have you ever had it? It's kind of a turnip, but it's kind of more buttery flavored.
I've never had that.
Yeah, rutabaga is pretty good. A lot of things that people that you think you're not going to like, you actually do. I think rhubarb is wonderful. Okay. Rhubarb strawberry pie, so it's very, very sweet. I thought I'd mention that. All right, so those are our swears. So, folks, listen, hopefully that we've given you some cool ways of swearing that you didn't have before. I'll tell you what, we had one other thing about language, which I thought maybe, do you have access to it? Language shapes how we talk about important issues. What other words in popular discussion are misleading and don't tell the whole story?
Yes.
All right, because the reason we did this was there's a big fuss about a car crash in, I don't know, I think over the weekend, where a drunk driver came over the median line, smacked into a car, that smacked into a motorcycle, that smacked into a bicyclist, and actually killed somebody, and they said it was an accident. Somebody said, no, it wasn't an accident, it was a crash. And we should stop calling car accidents anything but crashes, because an accident implies something that was accidental. And this was, I mean, I think the point is that most of these are not accidental. Presumably the driver didn't say, I think what I'm going to do is try and kill somebody, but that it was preventable. And accidents, in theory, I don't know, are accidents. I mean, you could see, but the point being that the word accident apparently had to do with liability. Duh. More than anything else, more than being an accurate description of anything. So people are actually petitioning. I think it's not the Federal Trade Commission. It would be the, I don't know, Department of Motor Vehicles or something, to change the language to reflect more accurately that it's a crash, not an accident, and therefore you can talk about liability and things of that sort, especially in a country that's as litigious as this one is. So we just ask, in other words. Military intelligence, maybe one. All right. I'll tell you one that I thought was just because I just saw the documentary, and apparently we can't do the interview until, because the movie doesn't come out for another like 6 weeks. It comes out the middle of September. I guess that's 2 months, really. The word peace officer, which was heretofore, I don't know that people even call them police officers anymore. I think they call them policemen. And it's a very interesting documentary, and I hope to have the lead, the guy that it's about on, whose name, it doesn't make a difference. I'll tell you his name later. It doesn't really, his name is actually, I think, Lawrence. And he was sheriff. He ran for sheriff like 35 years ago in a small town. And not only was elected, but actually instituted the first SWAT team in this particular town. And the SWAT teams in America were really formed as a result of the Watts riot, where for the first time in America, on American soil, the idea was that these were sort of well-organized, nearly military, the looting in L.A. was a different kind of urban crime, let's just put it that way, and so that there needed to be a different kind of response, hence the SWAT teams. And so this was not a major American city, this was a small town, but so it took about a decade for him to organize a SWAT team in his town. And he was very proud of it, and fast forward to 2008, and his son-in-law is actually, from his point of view, murdered by a SWAT team, and he has videos and investigations, and it turns out that it's not a unique experience. And the idea being that, and we've talked about before, the militarization of the police force. And since, I think, 2001, following September 11th, that the government, that the military was allowed to give at no cost military-grade weapons and tanks and things of that sort to local police forces. And the this guy's point is that once you militarize the police force, to the extent that they don't look like police, they don't act like police, and the original idea of police was, in fact, a peace officer to serve and protect. Once you make them military, then they're fighting an enemy. And so, especially in urban areas, the citizenry become the enemy, and that it's dangerous and as far as he's concerned, inappropriate and scary. And he wants to get back to the term peace officer. And that's an example, I think, of the term that the police officer has come to mean something different. And I think it's always meant something different in various communities, depending. And he's saying that we need to go back, that the term police should have meant peace officer. It doesn't anymore. So that's an example. Let's see what other, what somebody sort of also felt was, so we're talking about accidents versus crashes, police versus peace officer. Remember that they did, instead of stewardesses, that flight attendants?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. This one is from Antonio, and he says, there's a country in Africa called Niger, whose citizens at times are referred to as being Nigers in reference to their nationality. African Americans imply this noun as an offensive term. Of course, we know.
Because, well, it has another G in it.
Right, yeah. I suppose it is partially because of the pronunciation, similar to how some people say potato versus others
potato.
Say potato. Yeah. So to call a black person a Niger who is actually a Kenyan or Ethiopian should not offend them, as it is simply inaccurate. So here, African society has adopted what is questionably a false pretense implemented by the Negro community.
Is that where that term came from? I guess that's the implication, isn't it?
Well, the word that is sort of viewed as negative now that is used in our society, I don't know if it came from that or not. Yeah, I don't know if it particularly came from the country.
It's consistently one of the lowest ranked in the United Nations Human Development Index. It was ranked 187th. Let's see if we can figure out a little bit more about that. Let's see if we can figure out if that's, in fact, the case, that Niger and the adding an extra G are where that word came from. See if we can figure it out. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire
entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Was his name, Manny, was his name Antonio?
Yes.
Okay. Antonio is absolutely correct, which neither Manny nor I knew, is that the variants of the N-word, which you know what we're referring to, are N-E-G-E-R and N-E-G-A-R, derived from the Spanish and Portuguese word negro, black, and from the now pejorative French negre. Etymologically, negro, noir, negre, and the N-word, ultimately derived from negrum, the stem of the Latin word N-I-G-E-R, black, pronounced Niger, which in every other grammatical case, grammatical gender, and grammatical number, besides nominative masculine singular, is N-I-G, the R is trilled. In 1619, John Rolfe used the N-A-G-A-R in describing the African slaves shipped to the Virginia colony. The point is that it was not viewed as a pejorative term for a very long time. It was used in literature, including Charles Dickens and Mark Twain, Joseph Conrad, and it was basically an alternative word for African Americans was the English word black, used by Thomas Jefferson in his notes on the state of Virginia. But basically, all it referred to was color of skin, and it was not viewed as pejorative at all. It was similar to the modern. It was basically the modern use of the word dude or guy. The speaker and it was quite often people used it as a way of referring to themselves as a mountain man, and it was spelled N-I-G-G-U-R. By the 1900s. It had become a pejorative word. The term colored became the mainstream alternative. Abolitionists in Boston posted warnings to colored people of Boston and vicinity. They documented that the idea you couldn't use that word anymore. It was chosen in the South precisely because it was more offensive than colored. The word colored features the organization of the NAACP. Interesting enough, they're trying very hard to change their image as well as their nomenclature. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, reflecting the members' racial identity preference in the 1909. And Negro was changed to Nigra, which I found, even as a Southerner, offensive. The word black, by the 1960s, became mainstream American usage. Black was displaced in 1990 in favor of the blanket term African-American. African-American resembles the vogue word Afro-American in an early 1970s popular usage. Currently, some black Americans continue to use the N-word, often spelled differently, without irony, either to neutralize the word's impact or as a sign of solidarity. So he's absolutely right. The original concept was not at all pejorative. It was just descriptive, which I didn't know. Did you know?
I had an idea, but I wasn't completely...
Well, it never even occurred to me to ask where the term had come from, which right. I get, you know, etymology is really pretty interesting. All right, so that concludes our look at the language, both obscene, colorful, pejorative, and neutral. But look, you know, as we describe, we bring into being that words matter, and it's why, you know, I'm so careful about them around here, and trying to because as if our vocabulary is careful, then our thought processes are more careful, and when we use words sort of mistakenly or inappropriately, or we globalize them so that they have no more meaning, that's what happens to our thought processes as well. All right, so why don't we take a quick look at, there's only really one DVD that comes out today that I would bring your attention to. This is the time of year where you get you get a whole bunch of really lousy DVDs because you get a whole lot of summer movies out, so there we go. And did you hear that Disney is now unhappy with Amy Schumer because at Comic-Con she appeared with R2-D2. In a sexy sort of thing, and Disney said, "You don't have our permission to do that." I don't know. I think Amy is kind of the Donald Trump of female actors at this particular moment, right? Anything for publicity. Although I must say, I thought Trainwreck. Yeah, what is there to lose? You know, any publicity is better than nothing, than being ignored. Okay. This is a DVD that both came out on DVD, interestingly enough, and in the theaters last week, which is not as uncommon as it used to be. It used to be that you didn't release a DVD till a year after it was in the theater, with the idea being that you get a whole bunch of people to go to the theater and pay more money for it. Because basically you can rent a DVD, especially now, for, you know, a fraction of what a movie costs, so... And the idea is that you could watch a DVD with a number of people as opposed to if you go to the movies, then everybody has to buy a ticket. The movie that came out on DVD last week, also opened in theaters last week, is The Stanford Prison Experiment, which, you know, I saw it quite some time ago, and at the time said it was really interesting. I actually know the psychologist in it. He was president of the American Psych Association at one point, and I knew him because he did a study of shyness, Philip Zimbardo. And this is a very famous experiment that was highly quoted and highly questioned. The problem about the movie, and I don't know how accurate the movie is, but Billy Crudup plays Stanford University professor Philip Zimbardo, who in 1971 picked 24 student volunteers as prisoners and guards. He just randomly put them in one group or another to examine the source of abusive behavior in the prison system. The results astonished the world as participants went from middle-class undergrads to drunk-with-power sadists and submissive victims in just a few days. Now, what he did was he did this in the basement at Stanford University during a break. And the idea being, what happens when a college psych study goes shockingly wrong? This was a true story. The problem is that you walk away from this really ready to slap any psychologist you run into, and given into my program, it's probably going to be that you're going to slap me first. It's actually won a couple of awards, Zimbardo was actually involved with this. It really is upsetting. Ezra Miller's in it. There are a bunch of sort of up-and-coming actors. But as I said, the person who's best known in this is Billy Crudup, who plays the shrink. And, you know, it really is alarming. And the question is, why did he let it go as far as it did? And that's, you know, really one of the issues. And it certainly implies, I would say, that that he could have kept better control of things, that he either turned a blind eye or let it go. And since the experiment, I mean, it's, 1971, so that's 44 years ago. It's hard to believe it was that long ago, that the results have been highly questioned. But clearly there are some issues that have come up during prisoners of POWs and in prison systems that suggest that giving people unlimited power over other people does not bring out the best in anybody. But, you know, that was a notion that is, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But it is smart, and it is interesting. It's just very disturbing. And the movie is well made. It's basically humanity's worst impulses, what happens when you're given free rein to do whatever you want. And these kids were, I mean, there was no previous indication that any of them had any psychopathic tendencies. They were all undergraduates, which means they're all college students. They were all at Stanford, which is certainly a prestigious school. And what happens is it really gives pause to, I mean, it's hard to walk away from this thinking that human beings are all just, you know, warm, cuddly people who are just looking for a chance to be lovely. But again, I think what comes off the worst is not so much the undergraduates, but the psychologist, which is, I mean, granted, I'm probably going to look at it somewhat differently than everybody else, since I am a psychologist and actually know Philip. But I thought he came off very badly. I'm surprised he allowed the movie to show him in the way it did, although maybe it's repentance or something, because he really did not keep much control of this. And what happens when you start something and don't control the outcome very well? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place.
It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, this is one of those stories that makes you believe that maybe the world is, is a fairer place than you previously thought. All right, the headline is, Fatherhood Makes Men Fat. New dads gain an average of 4 pounds in the years after their first child is born. 4 pounds isn't very much. Right? I mean, 4 pounds, people put on weight. It turns out, though, men who had no children lost about 1.5 pounds over the same period of time. The men who became fathers saw an average of 2.6% rise in their basal metabolic index, the BMI. It turns out they tracked 10,000 men for 2 decades through their teens and their 20s and into their 30s. People who became dads were significantly more likely to put on weight in the years after their first child was born. But 4 pounds isn't very much. I mean, and a 6 foot tall man gains on average 4.4 pounds after the birth of his first child. And the question is, does it continue after, after your first child, are you going to put on that much for each child? It puts them in a higher risk of for health problems. But again, that just seems kind of a moderate amount of weight. They have basically, it did not look at the reasons behind the link between weight and parenthood. It could be changing lifestyle. It could be you're buying sugary snacks for your kid. It may be that you're getting less exercise. It says you have responsibilities when you have your kids and may not have time to take care of yourself the way you once did in terms of exercise. Your family becomes a priority. Well, we know that women tend to put on weight. I mean, I think it's partially because we hate, you know, we sit with our kids who don't want to eat something. We say, yum, 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 and we eat some of it. And we'll clean up their plate after them. I don't know. Eating habits may also change as the family buys children's treats, such as ice cream and cookies. My daughter had no sweets until she was in first grade. And then she went trick-or-treating, and that was the end of it. You know, okay. She still is not. I'm much more of a sweet fan than she is. They said fathers become prone to clearing their children's plates. That even fathers who did not live with their children put on weight, not as fast as live-in dads. I mean, 10,000 men, that's a huge survey. They found that those who became fathers saw an average of 2.6% rise. I already mentioned that. Children's doctors should start to warn new fathers about the risk to their health. But again, I mean, it doesn't say how much they put on in the second or third year or for the second and third child. But, I mean, we know that moms tend to put on weight. Women tend to put on weight after they get married. And the idea has always been that women stop caring, which I don't think is true. I think it basically is that it changes your lifestyle. So there we go. All righty. So Manny said it's another reason to put off having children. You didn't think of it that way, huh?
No, I never really.
But now you do.
Way.
You can say I don't want to get fat. Well, you know, women using surrogates because they don't want to wreck their body. Oh, please. On the other hand, coffee may lower inflammation and reduce the risk of diabetes. I think of all the foods, I'm trying to think if there's anything other than coffee that has been as controversial about you should drink it, you shouldn't drink it, you know, it'll cause cancer, it'll prevent this, it'll cause that. I mean, it just seems like that the issues about coffee are so huge. This says people who drank coffee were about 50% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes as opposed to people who did not drink coffee. The reason for reduction could be the effect coffee has on reducing the amount of inflammation in the body. It could also mean that you're drinking coffee rather than eating sweets. I mean, that's kind of what I do. If I'm trying to avoid dessert, I'll have a decaf cappuccino. Of course, they put so much milk in it, I'm not sure it really does help, but at least it's not sweet. It may help confer the cause and effect hypothesis regarding coffee consumption and diabetes. Researchers did not randomly assign any of the study participants to drink coffee or not drink coffee, but observed them in their coffee drinking habits. This limits any confirmation that coffee consumption prevents diabetes. It was carried out basically like 15 years ago. So I don't know why it's published now. They said 1,300 men and women ages 18 and older from Athens. There were 1,816 casual drinkers, 385 habitual drinkers, and 239 non-coffee drinkers. You know, I the problem about self-reporting is my mother would say that she is a casual coffee drinker. My mother at one point was drinking 18 cups of coffee a day. And the reason I know this is I took her to a spa that wouldn't allow caffeine, and I said before she came that she should start doing half decaf and half caffeine, because otherwise she's going to have huge withdrawal. Then I don't think that amount of coffee is good for anybody. They're saying casual drinkers, less than a cup and a half coffee a day. Habitual were defined as drinking more than one and a half. I mean, my mother would be so off the chart. And I know a lot of people who take, I mean, how much coffee do you drink a day, Manny? We don't want to know, huh?
Not hardly any. I mean,
You're not a coffee drinker?
Not really. The only time I've ever really drank coffee is when I'm, like, extremely tired. Like, if I got very little sleep the night before and I wake up in the morning and I'm just kind of just dragging, that's the only time I'll ever consume coffee. Otherwise, I'm not a coffee person at all.
Yeah, I'm not either. Well, first of all, I'm not crazy about the taste of it, although as people tease me, I put so much milk in it. It's literally nearly half milk and half coffee.
See, and that's my problem, too. That's why I won't drink it a lot, because when I do, I'll have to put a lot of cream and a lot of sugar in it.
I don't put sugar in it, but I'll put like a sugar substitute, which is probably terrible for you.
Yeah.
So I don't drink it very much, although...
Just straight black coffee, I can't.
It's just, icky poo-poo.
Yeah.
Well, and again, I mean, this is, you could see the limitations of the study. First of all, it's a 15-year-old study. Second of all, that's either more than 1.5 cups or less than 1.5 cups. As I said, my mother would be off the chart. And I know a lot of people who drink like 10, 15 cups of coffee a day. And I also know people who drink Coke, either Diet Coke or not. There was a guy who ran one of the TV stations in New York, and he would drink literally 18 Diet Cokes a day for the caffeine.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I can't drink it because I get heart palpitations and PVCs, premature ventricular contraction. So I can't drink it at all. I just have almost an allergy to coffee. But you could see this is a study that really, I mean, it's provocative, but it really needs a lot more research than they've done. And you could see that people go into this with an assumption because, I mean, the cutoff is so minor. I mean, a cup and a half. And there are people who drink like 2 cups of coffee in the morning. They're going to be considered habitual, but there's nothing to talk about my mom, who was essentially addicted to it. Although my daughter's statement is, Mom, you don't drink coffee. That means when you wake up in the morning, that's the best you're going to feel all day. She finds that sad. Oh, what are you going to do? Gordon Bennett. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.